The following recording is a production of Critical Studies in Media Communication, a publication of the National Communication Association and distributed by Taylor & Francis under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. For more information about this audio recording and Critical Studies in Media Communication, please visit Taylor & Francis at www.tandfonline.com.
Virtual Homelands, Indian Immigrants and Online Cultures in the United States, by Madhvi Malapragada, published by University of Illinois Press, 2014. Reviewed by Alexandra Vizi, graduate student, University of Wisconsin-Madison. In Virtual Homelands, Madhvi Malapragada identifies the home page as a powerful metaphor for transnational belonging for Indian immigrants and diasporic communities. Using an integrated approach to understanding website production and reception, Malapragada performs textual analyses of individual websites, forums, advertising campaigns, microblogs, social media platforms, and news articles, along with the user commentary generated from engagement with these images, texts, and audiovisual materials within diasporic communities. She also considers the institutional and discursive practices that construct and contextualize these spaces and the utterances that circulate within them over questions of citizenship, migration, national identity, and belonging. In doing so, Malapragada harnesses the homepage's polysemic, intersectional significance across a range of web-based spaces, social practices, and political affiliations to argue against a notion of locational stability or a fixed sense of home for Indian immigrant users. Her work draws upon Stuart Hall and Paul Gilroy's work on the mutability of identity formation. It also converses with Lisa Nakamura's contributions on the articulation of race online within Asian and Asian American communities. It coincides with the ascendance of digital diaspora studies, a disciplinary field advanced by scholars like Radhika Gajala that analyzes and complicates the intersection between online cultures and diasporic spaces. However, Malapragada also connects the homepage's metaphorical significance to particular policies' impact upon citizenship. Virtual Homelands is greatly influenced by the passage of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, which granted Asian migrants the right to relocate and acquire citizenship in the United States at a time of mass growth within the technology industries, as well as the creation of the H-1B visa in 1990, which offered foreign workers temporary employment within specialized industries. Ultimately, Malapragada argues that the homepage allows us to rethink modalities of belonging. She considers how the web mobilizes the distribution of information, networks, and communities by focusing on both the limitations and the emergent possibilities vis-a-vis Indian immigrants' routes to cultural citizenship in the United States. While scholars have theorized how race, gender, and nationality affect identity formation in online spaces, Malapragada insists that more attention should be paid toward these issues' effects on diasporic communities, particularly among Indian and Indian American citizens who are at once associated with technology in frequently racist or racialized cultural imaginaries, yet are still often marginalized as research subjects within digital and new media studies. Deploying a straightforward yet elegant writing style, Malapragada selects four case studies to strengthen her intervention. First, she analyzes rhetoric around curry to indicate the confluence of a particular Indianness with that of science and technology in a contemporary moment wedged within a longer historical trajectory. She considers its pejorative usage within racist discourses around IT professionals and labor precarity within the tech industry, its utility for expressing ambivalence toward migratory dislocation, and its reclamation by young Indian men. As a metaphor, curry's polysemy is productive for challenging myths of the tech industry's racial neutrality and engaging with the ephemerality of social media practices. She then considers virtual spaces like the H4 Indian Ladies Forum, named after the U.S. visa that denies female immigrants the right to work, as sites for consciousness raising among Indian women that allow gendered immigrant conditions to be visible over concerns for public and private citizenship. In her third chapter, Malapragada considers sites of e-commerce that target an Indian immigrant consumer base and, in so doing, construct and reinforce normative ideals around family through representations of the wired home. Finally, Malapragada analyzes the web presence of New York City-based nonprofit Desi's Rising Up and Moving, DRUM, discussing its interactive web redesign, its mobilization of women and youth, its embrace of brown as a symbol of ethnic pride, and its initiatives toward immigration reform. In her second chapter, Malapragada argues that the H4 Forum offers no singular description of such experiences of citizenship, which she says, quote, is particularly relevant in light of the fact that the little media attention that has been paid to the H4 women's context has tended to lump them as a group with certain pressing concerns, such as their vulnerability to abusive situations, end quote. Malapragada then explores various discourses generated within the forum that demonstrate conflicting views about housewifery, work, childcare, motherhood, citizen application processes, and professionalization. One especially salient topic within the community is whether or not diasporic Indian women should want to work, or if their real place is in the home. This debate allows members to discuss societal pressures to conform to multiple idealized forms of womanhood centering on career or family. As a result, Malapragada is able to use the forum as a resource to challenge stereotypes and myths about women's place in Indian diasporic communities by recognizing how these users become active producers and distributors of shared knowledge. In her last chapter, Malapragada mobilizes Desi as a politically meaningful identity category. The term derives from Desh, a Hindi word for home, and historically refers to members of Indian and South Asian diasporic communities. Drum's membership appropriates the term to allow for more critically self-reflexive engagement with race, sexuality, and class in relation to immigrants' sense of identity and civic orientation. She argues that activist organizations' use of DESI demonstrates strategic reclamations that highlight how race, capitalism, and neoliberalism affect and are responded to by South Asian immigrants. First, she looks at projects undertaken by Drum, spotlighting Youth Power, an initiative that provides resources and support to students interested in education reform. She then considers the South Asian Workers' Center, which advocates for labor protection for working class, frequently female, laborers taking on low-wage jobs within the service industries. She also considers the role that clothing and branding play in commodifying DESI identification, as well as Drum and other activist networks' negotiation of using such commercial practices to make their work and communities visible. Finally, she analyzes Drum's web redesign and blog as a public forum. As a result, these case studies best represent Malapragada's argument about the necessity of understanding the various user practices nestled within diasporic communities. Her analysis offers teachable case studies of how particular groups and enclaves within the Indian diaspora, specifically housewives and urban youth, articulate and negotiate identity formation, intersectionality, and community building through self-publishing and social networking online. Such examples offer a useful corrective to implicit assumptions of hegemonic whiteness and masculinity that sometimes pervade scholarly discussions of digital media's production and reception practices. Virtual Homelands is a necessary and highly teachable book for discussing how contemporary web practices and resources transform identity politics within diasporic communities. By taking a deconstructive position about the various ways that the homepage serves as a productive cultural metaphor, Malapragada offers a book-length corrective against essentialist assumptions toward Indian diasporic communities' engagement with the web that destabilizes notions of home, both on and offline.